Shin Yun closes a successful 2025 world tour. Shin Yun Performing Arts 2025 season took a final curtain call on May 11th in Philadelphia, Paris, Nashville, Tennessee, and Providence, Rhode Island. This year, New York-based Shin Yun's 8 companies entertained an estimated 1 million plus theatergoers attending more than 760 performances. Shin Yun visited major cities in Europe, Asia, Australia, Canada, and the Americas to rave reviews, as well as more than 170 cities in the United States. Dignitaries everywhere showered Shin Yun with praise and honors. Rome pulled out all the stops for Shin Yun's first visit in almost 7 years. Shin Yun received a welcome reception from Italian senators ahead of an appearance at the Teatro dell'Opera di Roma. The invitation was extended by Senator Giulio Terzi di Sant'Agata, President of the Senate's EU Affairs Committee and former Italian Foreign Minister. "This is something truly extraordinary," he said. "You represent beauty. You represent the divinity of the human being, and dance is the perfect expression of all this." Terzi described the performance as a perfect example of cultural diplomacy, using art and beauty as a medium to share universal values. "Shin Yun is the bearer of a universal message of harmony, respect, and above all, freedom," he stated. While many venues eagerly awaited Shin Yun's return each year, some cities welcomed the performing arts company for the first time. Riga, the capital of Latvia, hosted Shin Yun's historic debut in a former Soviet Union country. Larisa Polisohina, one of the wealthiest women in Latvia with commercial interests in the Baltic region, said, "Very beautiful. The colors are stunning. And the dance, of course." Paris enjoyed Shin Yun's longest run from April through May. French National Assembly member Thierry Frappe spoke for many when he said, "I've been to a lot of shows before, but this is the first time I've ever seen a show of this quality. It's part dream, part enchantment. The color, the dance, the dreams, the sets, everything is absolutely remarkable." New York City's Lincoln Center hosted 18 sold-out performances. The New York audience praised Shin Yun's beautiful production and hopeful message. Frederick Newcomb, investment banker and president of a financial service company, said, "The presentation and the message were one, and it conveyed it perfectly. The future of the world is in our hands. We won't outlive it, but it will outlive us. And the good work that's being done like this will transcend time." Michael Cogdell, a news anchor in Greenville, South Carolina, said, "You can't watch this and not be happy. There is such happiness. Even though there is repression from communist China, there is an evolution through it. Humanity evolves beyond such dreadfulness. It's just happiness throughout. The art of happy, positive energy." Audiences heartily approved of Shin Yun's mission of reviving traditional Chinese culture before communism. Many commented on the positive energy they felt during performances and messages of hope and beauty that touched their hearts. J.J. Anderson, a director of finance and biotech in Escondido, California, said, "I think what's great about is that it's kindness and compassion. It doesn't matter what you believe. Just be nice to each other. Be kind, be compassionate, be tolerant," Anderson said. "That's the message I get. Love, kindness, compassion wins out every time." Antonio Martinez Pastor, a Murcia regional councillor of Murcia, Spain, said, "We are all very enthusiastic because the truth is that transmits a lot of positive energy." Energy healer Brittany Rose said she could feel energy from the dance when she attended a performance in Boston. "I could feel very good energy. I could feel the healing energy from the show with the dancing. I feel like it was healing the soul of the modern earth," she said. When he saw Shin Yun in Sao Paulo, Brazil, dental surgeon William Ortega de Souza said that Shin Yun brings a different feeling, good energy, and a connection with the divine. "It gives that warm feeling in the heart when we see culture really showcased. People need to know this beautiful culture and that in own country, they can't express themselves." Anna Augusto, an entrepreneur in San Juan, Puerto Rico, said, "They bring hope, they bring happiness. We are living right now in a moment that is so hard with everything. And then you come here, and you feel relaxed and connected, and that heavenly atmosphere that we need. Threats and attacks. As the popularity of Shenyun continues to grow, performers and staff have found themselves increasingly threatened and harassed by the Chinese communist regime. Shenyun reported that, in recent months, leaked documents from the Ministry of State Security in China have spoken of a new campaign to weaponize social media and mainstream American media to attack Shenyun. Over 130 cases of attempted sabotage, often linked directly to the CCP and its consulates and embassies around the world, have been documented. In February, the Kennedy Center was evacuated over a bomb threat on the morning of Shenyun's opening performance. At a press conference at the Lincoln Center in New York City in March, Kay Rubisek, mother of two Shenyun dancers, announced a petition by dancers, parents, and staff asking the U.S. Department of Justice to investigate, and called on Congress and the president to take action to stop these attacks which endanger Americans. The petition also called upon U.S. media to expose gross distortions and false narratives perpetrated by Beijing. These threats, however, have not been able to diminish the enthusiasm audiences exhibit for Shenyun, which is already preparing an all-new production for 2026. The Epoch Times is a proud sponsor of Shenyun Performing Arts. We have covered audience reactions since Shenyun's inception in 2006.